Wow. So, oh, okay. Hello. Well, Seth, it's just you and me tonight. Little trip. Just no call, no show. We waited for 9 minutes.
No call, no show. Always disrespectful. Regardless of the circumstance.
Hey, what are you guys talking about? I'm right here.
Did you just do a little Triv impression?
It was my little Triv, and I've been saving it for a night where he couldn't make it because I knew no, it would hurt his feelings. And you know what? This is probably going to be our last show because, let's be honest, North Korea is going to kick our butts.
Oh, yeah, we're going down. We're going down.
Folks, in case you haven't heard, it's pretty funny what's happening because, honestly, the only country that scares me is North Korea, because I've been to Korea and I know how brutal the wars can be there. So I know what they're planning, and they're planning an attack on us all. They're planning on shifting the culture of the United States by creating waves of nuclear destruction that in big gulps will diminish the human population of planet Earth. And to be honest, it scares me to know how quickly I could die, because I know I deserve to die slowly. I know I would certainly enjoy a slow death, because if I were to kill, I would do it slowly. But if you've been following the news, President Trump has said, and I quote, fire and fury. Fire and fury to them all. And I quote. So tonight, I don't quite know what the plan is. Just take it easy. Me and Seth just talking about our family. Seth, how's your family doing? You've always got such nice things to say about your little family.
Honestly.
Oh.
They're, honestly, all of them are full of crap. They wouldn't come clean about something that happened in the house. And,
what kinds of things? Like an accident, some broken lamp, daughter peed in the carpet.
You know those automatic light sensors?
I love those. Then you clap and yeah.
No. You don't clap, but you walk into a room and the lights turn on. You plug them into an outlet and you walk in.
Nope.
And they turn on and the lights turn on.
Seth, I'm sorry. Just not ringing a bell.
Okay. Well, anyways, I had those installed.
I believe you that they exist.
Professionally. And somebody, I don't know if it was my wife or one of my daughters, decided to play a prank on me and took them all away. And I didn't find the humor in it. It wasn't funny.
That's not funny to me.
It wasn't funny.
Sounds cruel.
And it got me pretty wild.
Well.
And it got me into a little bit of trouble.
Well, from my perspective, in the way I think, is that if somebody played such trickery on me, there would be a punishment. There would be a long, grueling punishment. Please tell me you gave him hell. You said you went wild.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better, Lambigan, about what I did.
Oh, man, let's hear it. You spanked him. Come on, tell me you spanked him.
Well, when they didn't tell me where those light sensors went, I went wild. I went crazy. Nope, I won't use that word because I think I'm right. I think I'm right.
Well, you said wild, and I like that because it reminded me of cavemen.
I didn't go crazy because I think I'm right. I think I'm right in what I did, but I went absolutely wild.
And what'd you do? I hope you spanked him and told him that they were. I hope you gave him hell.
Well, I actually didn't. I didn't give them any options. I gave them all the final option.
What's the final option, Seth?
I killed them.
Seth, you're saying too much.
Who
are you?
Excuse me?
I am his lawyer. You have had to have seen me here. I am cloaked in the shadows back here.
You walked so swiftly into this room that I didn't even see you sit there and get set up.
My client, Seth, is saying too much. Seth, you can continue, but please say murder instead of kill.
Well, I'm shutting up.
No, you can continue, but I'll have to interject.
Buddy. He's got the right to plead the fifth. He said he's shutting up. He's shutting up, and I'm going to shut you up if you don't let him shut up.
Lamigan, I kind of wish you would plead the fifth. Do you know what that means? Do you actually know what plead the fifth means?
It says that I will not say anything.
No, I'm actually curious. Do you know our Constitution, and do you know what plead the fifth means?
Yes, and I believe in it heartily.
Okay, then explain it to me.
Big, long piece of paper tells you all the rules.
I don't think you know what it means. Seth, continue your story. You murdered your family. Go. Don't say kill. Say murder. You murdered him. You want the music back on?
Yeah, can I have the music?
Whatever
please?
Makes you comfortable. You're my client.
Maybe a little quieter. Gosh, that's loud. Good God, that's loud. Can you turn that down?
Yeah, whatever relaxes you most. I mean, you just committed a big murder, so you're my client. I want you to be comfortable when you tell what's going on. So
I'm not really sure what's going on.
Right, so I have a gun for self-protection, and that's what I use to murder.
Firearm. Please say firearm for the purposes of the legal purposes.
I have a firearm that I use for protection. Is that all right?
Yeah. Just check with me every once in a while. I might have to butt in a lot more than you'd like me to.
Okay. So, I haven't ever murdered before, and I didn't have many materials besides my firearm.
Actually,
can I tell them about the?
Could you say manslaughter instead of murder? Because I think, yeah. Can you say manslaughter?
However you put it, you ended their lives. And I can tell
for
you
now,
more.
Just say manslaughtered. It was that you manslaughtered them.
I used my firearm to manslaughter them. And, like I said, I don't have any materials other than my firearm. So, once I was done with the manslaughter, I went to the garage and I got a shovel. Can I tell them?
No, you're fine so far.
Or it's okay. We don't need to go into names. You're doing pretty.
It's Taylor, by the way.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Taylor. You're helping me out quite a bit.
You guys keep chatting. I'm just going to watch cartoons on my phone.
So far, I'm out of trouble, right? You've kept me out of trouble this far?
Oh, yeah. You are out of Dodge. Just keep going. You're doing great. Do you want the music up a little louder, or is it just...
Just a squeeze. Just so I'm comfy.
You're my client, so... So, yeah, I just want you to be comfortable as you tell the story of your manslaughter.
So, I don't have any knives. We didn't, we don't cook. We don't, cook things that involve knives, usually.
You get fast food.
Yeah, well, no, we cook a lot, but we don't use knives. So, I took a shovel, and I started beating on their limbs. Because, skin is not very tough or durable.
The word beating has a lot of negative connotation. Could you say bludgeoning?
It sounds worse that way, but sure.
But it's a legal type of thing, and I'm the lawyer, and you're kind of like my client, so
okay. Well,
it's bludgeon. So yeah. Let's go with bludgeon.
You're right. Taylor.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks. That's why I'm here. Just go ahead with the story.
So I started bludgeoning their limbs in order to easier dispose of them. And from that point, I put it in my Honda Ridgeline, 2014. Bought it from Mentor Nissan. And took it down to Findlay.
Because Turn off the freaking music.
Nobody goes to that state park no more. So I thought, I'm not going to put him in the water like every other manslaughterer does.
Did that really sound right coming out of your mouth the way you said that?
No, I'm not going to put him in the water like every other.
Manslaughterer? You could say killer there, man. I'm your friend, too.
All right.
Seth, you got a good friend there, and if he's giving you a tip, you just got to take it.
Okay, so...
Don't act so offended. He's helping you.
Instead of...
You got to remember I'm your friend first.
Instead of putting those bodies in the water, I dumped them at Findlay State Park.
You just put them in the middle of the...
Mm-hmm.
The walkabout?
Sure as shit.
I don't like that you killed your family, Seth. And to be honest, even sadistic old fool like me thinks it's really rotten of you to have done such a... It really bothers me to my core.
Lamigan, I understand your sentiment, but hold on a second. Because I want to ask you about my parents and my grandparents.
All murdered.
So can't you understand why this might have happened to me?
Well, I want to know why you weren't murdered. I understand why it happened to you, but it only makes sense if you were murdered, but you weren't murdered.
It's hereditary, Lamigan, and that's going to be a big part of my defense in court.
Exactly. If it's hereditary, then why
I'm the lawyer, by
murdered?
The way. Is this the Goodnight Show with Little Triv?
Not tonight, but usually.
Seth, are you normally on the Goodnight Show with Little Triv? Because you didn't disclose this with me.
Oh, yeah, I'm,
That's cool, man.
Well, Seth, that's not
cool.
What it, that's
I'm the third co-host.
That's not what it is tonight.
Where's Little Triv?
Tonight, well, it's not that tonight. Tonight, it's the Goodnight Show with Landon Lamigan.
That's cool, man. Congrats. Where's Little Triv?
He never showed up.
He texted me and said he didn't really elaborate. He just wrote the word indisclosed. So... I don't have any idea where
you
Little
are.
Triv is tonight.
I'm just curious. I kind of didn't know where I was.
You are our friend, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm more of a friend than a lawyer.
Yeah, you don't really question much unless it comes to legal stuff.
Yeah, if you're crossing any legal lines, I'm here for you to just make sure that when we actually get into court that there's just no BS and that we can just be pretty upfront about it. But for right now, just to play it safe, you know, I'm your friend first, and I want you to be comfortable as you tell the story. But yeah, you're good so far. Nothing you've said is too really that incriminating. But yeah, the hereditary killer thing, that's a huge part of my defense.
But he's guilty, right?
We're leaning that way, but we are still trying to figure out a way for him to confess. We kind of want to use it as a bargaining chip.
Well, Seth, can I say something to, as your friend, maybe? You should plead guilty if you did this. You need to. That was a horrible thing to do.
Lamigan, I appreciate it. Is it Landon Lamigan?
It's a horrible thing to do is to kill your family.
Well, that's very, very opinionated, Lamigan. And I love opinions, and I really appreciate your sentiment. But there's a lot that goes behind killing a family. And I think this is Seth's chance to kind of explain to the audience just why you did it.
Well, I don't know about all that, but I just think like, yeah, I might be guilty, but right now in this moment with Taylor and Lamigan here, this is cool, and I'm cool with what I did, and I confessed it.
It shakes me to my core, Seth, what you did, and you both.
It is pretty creepy.
You both have accused me of something with sentiment.
Well, Lamigan, as a fan of the show...
I don't know what that means.
It's sediment. The word is sediment.
Okay.
As a fan of the show, I know about all the crap you've done. And you're more sick and twisted. This is kind of just like a one-time thing that Seth did over here.
I would be sick and twisted to every single person on this planet 7 days a week over killing... children.
Well,
Seth
has a clean criminal record.
No.
Okay.
Are you nervous to be on here tonight? You sound.
I just want to give my friend a chance to clear his name. He has a clean criminal record.
List. Oh. But no, he doesn't.
He's never committed a crime until. Well, actually, we won't say when he did this killing and whatever. Because
can I just say, if I was the lawyer against you? The first thing.
Well, the thing is that you're not. So, the thing is that there won't be another lawyer because no one else.
The thing is that I could be.
Well, let me just explain. You don't understand the legal process. I passed my bar exam and I'm a lawyer. So, And I don't think you did it. I don't think you ever passed an exam in your life. But anyways, the family that would hire a lawyer, they're dead, Lamigan. So they can't hire someone to argue against me. So my argument, no matter what, is going to look pretty damn good. And I don't think you can grasp that. It's going to be me alone pleading the case. And I'm probably going to win it by a long shot because there's not really going to be any opposition.
How about you grasp onto this point? I'm pressing charges against Seth for murdering his family, and I'm going to represent myself in court.
Oh, I'd love to see you try to press a charge. Do you know what it means to press a charge?
It means to call the police, and I'm about to.
Hang on.
So here, wait, Seth, I need to say something, and I'm so sorry to cut you off, but the first evidence I would present against you was the viral video of you abusing your daughter with your words.
It wasn't abuse. It was fathering.
And
Seth, I'll give you a chance to just kind of brief the audience on that again, if you wouldn't mind.
I think we should pull that up.
One, yes, it went viral, and that's awesome. Two.
Yeah, it had like 200 views.
It was cool, man. It had like 260 views, which is...
Two, yeah, I got some flack. There's some bad YouTubers and Facebookers out there who were scouring my name. Three, I was never convicted of any criminal charge. I still got a clean slate. Nothing ever came of that.
That's just kind of the point I've been making for you, man.
Just some naughty YouTubers. Just some naughty YouTubers.
Seth, you sound like you're having too much fun with this, and I need to ask you a firm, serious question.
I need to spit out the rest of what I was going to say. All right? Have you ever seen House, Landon?
Yes, and I watched all the seasons. Have you seen Boston Legal? Episode.
Hey, Landon, Lamigan, have you seen Boston Legal?
Also?
Boston Legal.
Yes. Yeah, I keep track of this.
Okay.
I'm a lot like that.
Listen. Big points on those shows always come back to one word, belief.
And law.
And listen.
Law.
And law. But in the courtroom, it comes down to what?
Belief. I have to say law. I'm still going to go with law.
If you can make a jury believe something, that's what matters. And my friend Taylor here believes that I'm innocent. Isn't that right, Taylor?
I am just your lawyer, and I'm defending you. I am your friend, and if you say you're innocent, I will do my best to explain that to the jury and the judge and the executioner and the whole shebang that, yeah, you're innocent.
Hold on. Taylor?
Yeah?
How can you represent me if you don't believe that I'm innocent?
Oh, you haven't said anything incriminating. So as far as I'm concerned, you are innocent until you're proven guilty, Seth. That's your name, right, Seth?
Yeah, my name is Seth.
Seth, can I ask you, do you think you're innocent?
Yes.
Do you think you're guilty?
Yeah.
Yes. See, no, and that's the thing, Lamigan. This is my client. And Seth, you know I'm here. You brought me. I'm your lawyer, so that you don't get asked questions like that and then answer them so directly, like you just did.
I got tripped up, and Lamigan, I see what you did now.
Well,
that
now
I answered the questions.
Now this
is a mess.
Well, now why am I here? Because now you just did exactly what I came here to prevent you from doing. Well, now why am I here?
Taylor, can we start this again?
From where?
From when Lamigan asked me if he thought I was innocent. Lamigan, can you ask me once more?
Sure.
Do you think you're innocent?
Hey, Seth, you just have to say you plead the fifth.
I plead the fifth.
All right. Now, it depends on how much of a constitutionalist you are or how you interpret the book of... I interpret the Constitution, and there's a lot of factors, but a lot of lawyers would probably say that what you just did negated any admission that you just admitted to.
That's right.
If I could so eloquently put it.
That's right. So,
and I'm sorry if I make you guys sound dumb. I have just like a really good, like, I'm very good at speaking.
Yeah, you know how to work the courtroom. And yeah. Also, it just takes a little bit of courtroom work to get out of any situation.
I'm sort of like a courtroom whiz. And that's why I get called up for these cases where there won't be another lawyer. So I can just kind of like be the big guy. And because you know I'm pretty small. I've got these big pecs, these big boobs.
Yeah, you've got huge boobs. Do you do a lot of paperwork?
No. I mean, I have a staff. I have the guys that type, like the little guys that type with the they wear like the makeup. But I do almost no paperwork. This is one of the biggest parts of my job. Right now, actually. So whenever you do an appearance like this, do you do a lot of these appearances?
Usually not with lawyers, and usually
okay. Well, I'm kind of like a showbiz lawyer, so yeah. What the hell? I thought you were doing a lot of these. So this is a big part of what I do. This might be all I do for you.
And this is kind of new as well because, first of all, as our listeners know, we've never had on a lawyer before. Second of all, the guest usually takes a back seat in these interviews, and we sort of steer where it's going. But
you guys kind of put me in a stupid seat.
Yeah, you're talking.
You give me a stupid seat. You give me a loud microphone. I'm sitting where it seems like a host would normally sit, so it's kind of stupid. You guys,
you're sitting in front of the control board.
Yes, I am very fidgety. I have huge boobs. Yes.
Will you two fools quiet down so we can do a commercial break?
What? Now I stand here helplessly,
hoping you'll get into me. Seth, can I ask you just two simple questions? Did you kill your entire family?
Taylor?
Oh, why not? Go for it.
Yes. Oh. Yes, I did. Absolutely.
Did we not just go over what you're supposed to say in that situation? I said go for it because I was confident that you would say...
Manslaughter.
Plead the fifth. Oh, dude, you're killing me, Smalls. You are killing me, Smalls. Name that movie.
Man, I don't know. I've never committed a crime.
It's fine. Just okay.
I've never committed a crime.
Okay, you've never committed a crime.
I've never committed a crime.
You can say what you wanted to say just now. I think I'm going to be cool with it. So, he asked you a question.
Yes. Yes.
I got another question, Seth.
Okay, ask.
Do you regret killing your family?
Oh, without a doubt, I regret it.
You sound so sincere when you say that.
We have to use that for the defense. We have to use that.
Play the crit. Can we get the interview?
Yeah, can we get this clip?
Oh, yeah, we'll use all this shit, man.
All right. I didn't know that's how it works, so I won't have to talk really.
We'll use this crypt. We'll take other crypts from this interview.
Okay, and then, so I won't really have to talk much at all?
For the actual thing, man, they are gonna have you hooked up to so much stuff that you're not even going to be able to move. You're pretty much going to be in a hospital bed, comatose, dude.
So
Have you ever seen a lie detector test?
So I'm going to have, like, IVs and...
You're going to have fluids. They're going to have fluids flowing through your body that you have never even seen before.
What are those things that they're like circular and suction cuppy?
Polygraphs.
Oh, so they're going to put a bunch of polygraphs on me and also IVs?
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for walking me through that.
There's going to be so much crap hooked up to you, dude.
Polygraphs,
IVs. Yeah, you said IVs, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. You're going to be donating blood. You're going to be like, oh, I'm a type 0. You're going to know the type of blood you have, dude.
But, so, yeah, they're going to be running tests and all that, but I don't have to really say much, right?
I might rig it so that you can be, like, hooked up to all your stuff, like, completely comatose, vegetable state.
And you play the clips.
And play the clips. Like, play, like, maybe, like, a 20-minute clip over, like, a PA while you're in your, while, like, you're like, pretty much...
Nice, nice.
You're, like, so, you're going to be almost unconscious, like, hooked up to the stuff on a hospital bed, and everyone's going to... It's going to be, like, kind of like a thing where people feel kind of bad for you, which is kind of what I'm going for. And then we're going to be blasting clips from this interview around your bed.
This is just... I don't know,
that makes sense?
This is a lot different than I was expecting. So are you considered a... Like a courtroom,
I'm like a
revolutionary,
showbiz junkie,
like a showbud,
a showbiz junkie. Is that what he said?
Yeah, I'm like a showbiz junkie. Does that make sense?
So you're pulling out all the theatrics for.
It
doesn't matter what kind of.
Hey, do you know anything about law? Like, do you know anything about law? Because
no, that's why you're here, man.
Called me. Okay, because yeah, I just wanted to make sure you called me. All right, so now that we're clear, showbiz is like my thing. And
showbiz is your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right. There's many jokes about lawyers and stuff. People don't trust lawyers. Do you trust an actor?
Yes.
They act.
But you trust them.
But they act. But they're acting. They're making it up.
Okay. You just poked a hole through.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I'm getting at. So showbiz is my thing. The movies, whatever. Like Brad Pitt and all that crap. Angelina Jolie, whatever. Like nudity in movies and everything, and just anything like Harold and Kumar, Hollywood showbiz. That's my thing, and so I take that into the courtroom, really, and that's why I do law in situations where there will not be another lawyer. I want to emphasize that there will not be another lawyer in the courtroom because there will be no one defending the family because they're dead, and you are the only person that could sue whoever killed them. But you killed them, so
could
there will be no...
Could you?
Thank you.
Oh.
You got nothing to say to that, do you,
that
showbutt?
That was rude.
Could you?
It was a little dirty.
Get out of my studio.
No.
Get out of my studio.
Not while my client is still in here. Seth, you can continue to tell your story. So, this guy's kind of making me uncomfortable. Seth, just continue your story. We're cool. I am
Taylor, you might.
This dude is biting me, Seth.
It's time to go.
And I can't control him. If you know anything about
just
this show,
tell
you know.
The story. I'm fine. There's for. Just tell the story. This dude is biting me, Seth.
Yeah, and you're about to get seriously hurt, Taylor. Like, you gotta go.
Get out of this studio, Taylor.
Tell us a story.
All right, Taylor, you're using the clips that we have, and you gotta go, man. You're about to be killed. All right,
I'm out of here. You have my number, right? Yeah, you call me. So, I will see you in court. And
I actually didn't call you. I emailed you, and that makes me question your integrity.
Okay, I have a phone, so I get the notification on my email through my phone.
Right, but I didn't call you.
And you do know that there's like these smart things called smartphones. I don't mean to like patronize you, but there's like a thing called smartphones, and they have sort of a thing called email on them, and they sort of notify you when you kind of send an email, and then you kind of have to like look at it and see that there's an email. So I don't mean to like, I'm not trying to be like an a-hole to you.
Maybe you didn't mean to patronize me, but you definitely condescended me. And it's time for you to go.
Yeah, okay. So have fun. What is this, an entertainment show?
Now I'm starting to think that Lamigan was kind of right for biting your arms.
I'm bleeding. So, I mean, I'm not in like a lot of pain, but I'm bleeding. There will be a lawsuit there, so I didn't want to like make a big show of it, but there's going to be a lawsuit there.
All right, well, yeah, I mean, it all makes sense now, Taylor. I'll see you in the courtroom,
right,
and you'll get your money and whatever, but...
Yeah, bring the money to the courtroom, and I will make sure there's cameras, paparazzi, and then, I don't know, there probably won't be any... It's not like a big case. Like, people kill a lot of people all the time, and
right,
this one's kind of boring.
Taylor,
yeah.
I just really want to emphasize, go heavy with all the clips that we got from the show and make as much, make a spectacle out of my body, you know, like with the IVs and the.
Yeah, you'll be
the,
naked.
What's
up there?
The other stuff?
Yeah, there's going to be like polygraphs.
Polygraphs, like, yeah.
Those, what are those suction cups you're talking about?
Yeah, you polygraphs. So make a spectacle out of my
polygraphs.
Body.
Polygraphs. I'm up? Talking about the suction cups.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that you called them polygraphs.
Oh, I told you they were called polygraphs. Okay, yeah, I did say that. Okay. And you will be naked on the bed. You will be unconscious, and there will be a PA system set
playing
up
the
to
clips.
Play the clips. And yeah, we're all set.
Yep, we're all good then. Thanks.
And so, yeah, is this an entertainment show? Because
wow. it's typically an entertainment show, but we're just this is more of a private conversation, but. Yeah.
It's cool to get it all out there. This is going to look good for the jury. Cause
get out of right. this studio.
All right, I'm up. See you guys.
Thank you, Lamigan.
Sometimes I just cannot stand these people. They're button-down shirts.
You're talking about lawyers, or are you talking about people who wear shirts?
The people who you see walking around downtown. Button-downs, slacks. That's what I'm talking about.
What is your outfit again?
Beige hoodie, light blue jeans, white shoes that are so old they're brown. That's it. And a hat. Big black eyes.
And you have... You're talking about your eyes?
My eyes. I have no sclera.
And you...
I'm all pupil.
And you, when you wear your clothes and... In your day-to-day life, you have one pair of clothes?
One clothes.
Oh, you refer to your whole outfit as clothes.
Yes, my pants. I have one pants. I have one beige hoodie. I have one eyes. All pupil.
That's so confusing, but...
Hey, why are you guys doing this show without me?
Wait. Was that?
That's not fair.
Oh, I don't.
It's comical.
So you're doing a Little Trib impression, Lamigan? Are you also? You were talking about something? You were in the middle of a story, and then you just went to a
got bored
impression.
Got bored.
Hmm.
How much time we got left? Like 12 minutes? Oh crap! What are we gonna say to each other for 12 minutes?
We could have another guest. We could have another caller.
Yeah. Our phone number is 216-368-2208. We'd love to hear from you. We're dying for some good conversation. Good timing. What do you got to say?
Eating dinner today? I'm pretty sure I saw O.J. Simpson.
Well, I didn't hear the first part. I just heard dinner today. Hey, you're on the Little Trib show, and Little Trib's not here, so things are a little droll.
Goodbye.
Always forget how hard it is without the head honcho. As he would say, head honcho.
It's like he brings so little, but he brings so much.
I don't know. This is uncomfortable. Can we put on some music? Got a beat up glove, a homemade
bat. This is the Good Night Show. You are on the air.
Hello?
Hi, we'd like to talk to you.
I was listening. I was just going to put a request in for the music because I overheard that some of the phone calls weren't going so well.
Oh, so you wanted to hear your favorite song? It's called Spotify. You ever hear Spotify?
Yeah, I guess so, man. I don't know. I just figured I'd call in. But if we were to talk, I wouldn't know what to talk about.
Okay, well, what do you do for a living?
I work at the Drury Plaza Hotel downtown.
What's your last name?
Brandon Johnson.
Hey, I got a question. Do you ever see any celebrities down at that hotel or any hot girls?
I mean, there's pretty good-looking girls everywhere you go. Sometimes you'll see him at the hotel.
Lucky guy, lucky guy.
Celebrities, please? The answer to that question? Celebrities? You see any celebrities?
We did have Caitlyn Jenner come through. She was pretty interesting, super tall.
That's an athlete.
It's tall when girls. It's bad when girls are tall, right?
Yeah, dude. I mean, I was like talking to her, and she was intimidating. And
Like really tall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like just barely reaching 6 foot. So
I bet she towers over a guy like you.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Are you guys not the guys who normally do the show?
No, we always do the show, man.
Yeah, we're here.
See, I'm a relatively new 91.1 guy, I guess you could say.
Well, so we really hooked you, haven't we?
I think so. There's these two girls that were DJing, and I requested a song, you know, like old school style, and they played it. They were super cool about it, and
That sounds really nice.
Playing good music lately, and I liked it. I was just hard to find a good radio station. The last good radio station I got hooked to was 92.3.
That's cool that you like. Yeah, that's cool you like music. This show is all talk, man. We're all like Trump. We're all strip clubs. We do. I don't know. It's just a lot of American like red meat type. Just feed the meatloaf straight to the mouth type stuff. It's callers.
So you want to talk politics? What's your view on Trump, I guess?
Supported, then stopped supporting, and now I support him. And I think it's funny what he's doing right now.
Me?
Trump. I think what he's doing is funny.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan of him. I think he's the most unprofessional.
Oh, he's not professional, but that's why he's funny. It's funny to have him as president. I wouldn't want somebody.
I guess it's funny, but he's going to start ticking off the wrong people, and we're going to start paying for it.
Well, he's not ticking me off.
Well, that's because you're profiting pretty well from him, I think. You've got some subject to talk about on your radio station.
Well, I just want to drink a bottle of milk.
Yeah, man, that milk gets you going, you know?
Milk slows me down.
No, it slows you down? It revs me up, man.
I mean, I want to go to bed because I'm bored. So I'm going to drink some milk. And I mean that nicely. I meant that nicely. Oh.
Well, that's good, man. Well, I think it's time for me to go because I didn't realize I'd be entertaining the radio.
All right.
We have millions of listeners.
This is all I'm going to say about Donald Day Trump.
Uh-huh.
What about the wall?
The wall.
No, I'm going to talk. I'm going to talk.
Oh, uh-oh. My bad.
He said he was going to... Listen, for better or worse, he said he was going to build the wall, and what's he doing? He started building it. The first layer is already down. From the East Coast to the West Coast, the first bricks are all the way down on the whole dang thing. He started building it. What did he say he was going to do? What did he say he was going to do?
He said he was going to build a wall.
And he started building it. That's all I'm saying.
That is good. I could say that. I don't really see why we need the wall.
Right. But he follows through on what he says. That's all I want out of a president, good or bad. Policy's good or bad.
True.
And also you got to think, centuries from now, we don't know why China built that big wall, but we sure like to go there. So centuries from now, are we going to care why we built the wall, or are we sure going to want to go there? Are the aliens that are here... I don't want to get weird, but... when the aliens come here in many, many years, probably centuries, they're going to want to see that wall. The one that we built, not the one that China built. So do you see my point? We don't know why China built that wall, but we just like going there. So now we have a wall of our own that... It's probably going to be bigger, stronger, taller. It might even be see-through. You just see my point here?
I do see your point, and although I don't agree with Trump, he is doing what I guess he said he would do, so that is that take on it.
That is. It's just interesting, because the first layer has been built, so.
All right, man. Well, it was a pleasure to talk to you and everyone else on the airwaves. I guess this would be Beej signing out.
All right.
Okay.
I'm glad you align with us. Keep on listening.
All right, man. You take care.
Take care of yourself.
I love you.
Okay.
Oh. Well.
Oh. I didn't like that.
That was a little...
That guy was wrong.
It was innocent.
It was innocent. That's right.
Yeah, but he was wrong.
Hey, Landon. Brian? Landon, yes. I came straight out of the tavern.
Brian Boggs. Chef, this is Brian Boggs. I told him to come down here, and he came almost an hour late.
I came at the very tail end.
Oh, hey. You had so much to bring.
Well, we'll talk next time.